Daf of Shabbos, Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara started with a story where Rabba was challenged why he didn't want to go to Rav Chista's shir. His father asked him, why don't you go to Rav Chista's shir? He said, what am I going to go to Rav Chista's shir for? He doesn't teach enough Torah. He teaches mili d'alma. He teaches advice on how to go to the bathroom, that a person shouldn't push too hard, shouldn't sit down too hard. So he said, ad Rabba, that's more reason to go. Kol shekein that you should go, because he's asik b'chayi d'briyasa. He's interested in the lives of people and how to live life properly. So it's all the more reason to go. The Gemara then gives several choices. If you have a choice, continuing along the themes of going to the bathroom and wiping oneself, if you have a choice between tsrar and cheres, which one is better? Is it better to use tsrar or cheres? Machlok samarayim. And again, another choice, if you have a choice between tsrar and asavim, between pebble and grass, machlok is rafchisra famnuna, which one is better for one to be mekaneach with? And then the Gemara tells us that if a person doesn't go to the bathroom when he has to, there could be two bad repercussions of that. Number one is that it's bad for ruach ra shalatasbo. Person is going to have bad breath, and also ruach zuah mashalat asbo is likely to have very bad body odor as well. And then before the Mishnah, the Gemara gives four different shittos on how one is supposed to deal with constipation. So Rav Chista says yamod v'yeshev, yamod v'yeshev, get up, sit down, get up, sit down, and that will hopefully solve it. Rav Chanan min Arda says yistalik letzdadin, go from one end of the house to the other end of the house and back and forth. Rav Amnuna says yimashmish b'srobo samakum, use a rack to manually open the rectum. And Rabbanan say yasiach daita, which the Gemara says doesn't mean to not focus on it. Adrabah, it means not to focus on anything else but that problem, so that he will be able to take care of that problem. The last Mishnah in the 8th parak gives three different opinions of how large a piece of cheres has to be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is kedelitein ben patzim lechavero, enough to put in between different boards that they don't warp. Rabbi Meir says kedelachtos bo sa'ar, enough to stoke a fire with it. And Rabbi Yossi says kedel kabel bo revius, that it should be able to hold liquid up to a revius of liquid. So Rabbi Meir thinks he has a pasuk from Yeshayahu that supports his shita, because it says lo yimatze b'mechitaso cheres lachtos eish mikod, that a cheres lachtos eish, you're not even going to be able to find a piece of cheres to be chote eish. Apparently that's what a piece of cheres is supposed to do. Rabbi Yossi says no, the pasuk also says v'lachs of ma'imigava, that the cheres is also to scoop up water. So you see, that's what a cheres is supposed to do. So the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yossi has the final word in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir would probably just respond to that the pasuk is saying not only will you not have a piece of cheres to do something normal with it, like lachtos eish, you won't even have a piece of cheres to do something abnormal with it, like to pick up some water. The beginning of the 9th parak asks, the Mishnah asks the question, how do we know, Rabbi Kiva asks, minayin l'avodah zarah shemetameh b'masa, how do we know that avodah zarah is metameh b'masa, like a nida, and has a pasuk that compares avodah zarah to nida. Parenthetically, on the bottom, we quote from another Mishnah that if a person shares a wall with an avodah zarah and the wall falls down, so a person can't just rebuild up that wall, because you're rebuilding a wall for avodah zarah, you have to machnes dalet amos b'tok shalom, and then rebuild it from there. But the Rabbanan, go back to our topic, the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan hold, it's not that avodah zarah is metameh b'masa, because we compare it to nida, avodah zarah is metameh kisheret, because we compare it to a sheret. They have a different pasuk that compares it to a sheret. And that's the tension that this sugya deals with. On the one end, we have a pasuk that compares avodah zarah to nida, on the other end, we have a pasuk that compares it to sheret, and oddly, there's no pasuk that compares it to nevela, so which is somewhere in between. So we have to figure out what the halacha is. So we have machlokas Rabba and Rabbi Lazar, how to understand this machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabba thinks that everybody agrees, both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree, that it's metame b'masa. The only machlokas is whether avodah zarah is also metame be'evin mesame, like a nido would be if a nido is sitting on a stone that's held up by posts. Anything under that stone would become tame. That's called evin Masame. That's what the machlokas is about, according to Rabba. Rabbi Lazar says, no, all the Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham all agree that it's not metame be'evin mesama. The whole machlokas is about whether it's metame b'masa. Is it metame b'masa kenida, or is it like a sheretz where it's not metame b'masa? And that's what we're going to pick up with tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with Rabbi Lazar Shita.